Worship.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. It's July 9th, 2012. And Herb, I'm really holding back. I have so much to say and share. And I was up early today. God spoke to me at about 3 in the morning. And I did go back to sleep after doing some reading. And I'll share about that in just a minute. But I'm pretty excited. And so I'm trying to really slow down my tempo because I start talking really, really fast. And I start slurring everything together, and I want to kind of communicate some unique things that God did on behalf of this radio ministry the past few days. And I want to have you share some of your story and some of the unique things you're doing with prison ministry, even involving the singing men of GNN. And I want our listeners to be praying up a couple opportunities we'll have. But before I more formally introduce you, Herb, I want to share just one of my discoveries. And thank you, God, for cell phones that you can get email and text messaging and the use of the internet. As I was laying in bed, the song, O God, Our Help in Ages Past, came to mind. And I don't typically have songs that just come to mind, nor do I oftentimes know many of the lyrics or the verses. But this one came clearly to my mind, at least the first stanza, and I started thinking, and I loved it. And it parallels with what I want to share a little about today. But the first stanza is, and this is, O God, Our Help in Ages Past. And I think originally it had like 9 stanzas, but most church hymnals have about 6 stanzas of the song. But it begins with, O God, Our Help in Ages Past, Our Hope for Years to Come, Our Shelter from the Stormy Blast, and Our Eternal Home. Oh, I got to go on. Under the shadow of thy throne, still may we dwell secure, sufficient in thy arm alone, and our defense is sure. And then I'll close out with the last stanza. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, be thou our guide while life shall last and our eternal home. Now, I know a lot of senior saints, Herb, are raising their hands and saying, praise God, I love those traditional hymns. They're filled with biblical content and truths that are kind of timeless. Well, as I was laying in bed and I was thinking about those very verses, our help in ages past, because the last 3 days, you and a few others were very instrumental in helping this radio ministry in a number of ways, keeping us on the air and helping volunteer in various ways. I was laying there thinking, what's some of those other stanzas? So I grab my cell phone. I have this little link where I can press voice recognition and I say, Oh God, our help in ages past. It leads me right to the lyrics, and I forget what church in England where they have the big pipe organs. And so I listen to a rendering of people singing it, the Westminster Abbey. And then I got all the lyrics, and it's just like, thank you, God, for that technology. But why I love that verse is I was thinking about all the help recently and in the past that God has provided for this radio ministry. And so I'm going to introduce you in just a minute, Herb, but I want to do a quick couple shout outs. I'll begin with Friday's shout-out first, as many of you tuned in and heard my interview with Sarah Arnold with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. In fact, the day camp, the free day camp, is coming in a couple weeks, but this Friday is the deadline to register. And so I had Sarah in the studio talking about FCA and the day camp. Well, my shout-out goes to Judy Seifert. She was volunteering in the other room, sorting all these radio publications and all these different things, and I thought how wonderful it is to have neighbors right nearby that can come down here on a moment's notice and help in various ways. So shout out. Thank you again, Judy, for helping on Friday. And then Dwayne Berkey, who lives right across the street from the tower in Fisher, Illinois. On Friday night, we were having some glitches. Those of you that have been tuned in the last few days, we're having some different problems with the audio of not only WGNN, but WGNJ. Well, Friday night, Dwayne Berkey's out at the radio tower at 11 at night, and he said, Mark, there's an issue with the Unity receiver out here. And so we talked it through, and I thought we had things set. And so he went home at 11 at night, and about 11:30, I thought, you know, I wonder if I should have had him unplug it and reboot it because it wasn't displaying the things. Anyways, I didn't have him do it. Next thing I know, at 5:55 in the morning, the next day, he calls calls in and says, my mom says we're off the air or something. And lo and behold, we reboot some things, but it meant like 17 of our programs didn't come in through the satellite overnight feed. So I had to go on the internet and do all this work. But thank you, God, for Dwayne Berkey, who on a moment's notice can get to the radio tower in about 2 minutes. He volunteers 5 nights a week and goes out there and does little programming projects for me. So thank you, Dwayne. So God provided Dwayne to help out on Friday and Saturday morning. And then Saturday night, I got a few calls saying, hey, 89.3 FM, there's some static, there's some dropouts with the audio, something's going on. And Herb, you made it right to the tower right away, even though air conditioning wasn't working that well. And after about 5 minutes of being out there, you were sweating profusely. But you spent about an hour taking out a component, fixing one of the receivers, the left channel receiver, basically. And you got things fixed and rewired and up and running. And we're going to be sending that component in the next few days. But you, again, have been involved. I know you've been doing a lot of prison ministry, so you haven't been as regularly volunteering with this radio ministry. But by way of introduction, thank you again for helping us Saturday night and getting to meet up with you on Sunday. But most all of you that have been tuned into the radio ministry of the past, say, 16, 17 years, I think we've named you the radio servant almost after the first couple months of you volunteering. But Herb, the radio servant Ketchum, has volunteered for 17, 18 years now, I think. And he's back to singing with the Singing Men of GNN, which will lead me into a little of the prison ministry work that the Singing Men will participate in. But Herb's the radio servant. I could literally spend the next 20 minutes talking about all the different things he's done on behalf of this radio ministry. You name it, Herb has been involved, helping, overseeing, delivering, building, putting together, transporting, assembling, on and on and on. You name it, Herb has participated in it. And we've told the story, I think, a number of times, Herb, how God literally raised you up, in a sense, put it on your heart to come alongside and assist me. And we won't go into that whole story, but if you go to our website, greatnewsradio.org, and you type in Herb Ketchum, throughout a couple of the different years, you'll hear some of his testimony on how instrumental he's been for 18 years into my life and the life of this radio ministry. We couldn't survive and do all that we've done. He's lugged out these 70-pound nitrogen tanks. Oh, you name it, Herb has done it. So, Herb, you've recently rejoined the Singing Men of GNN. Oh, I should say, by way of introduction also, you're married to Marge. I'll let you do a little shout-out for her. Tell us about Marge, your lovely wife.
Well, first of all, Mark, thank you so much for having me on the air. Yes, it's a privilege. And let me tell you a little something about the lady that's put up with me for 40-some years. We met, a long time ago. We knew right away, just looking at one another, that, you know, there was something, there was a some kind of magic there.
And sparks.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, that works. And one thing led to another, and she was married before, and I was married before, and from her first marriage, she had 4 children. And from my first marriage, I had 3.
So we're talking the Brady Bunch.
We are. We really and truly are. So when she and I decided to get married, we got the children who would be involved. We got them all together. And we asked them, would it be okay with them if we got married? And these children were elated. Hmm. They wanted this. They wanted a mother. They wanted a father, somebody that they could call, this is my parents. Mm. And so we got married, and it was really quite an occasion, because here we are walking down the aisle and all these children following after us, and it was quite different.
I don't think you've ever shared that on the air before, and that's 40-plus years ago, so thank you, God, for how well it took.
Oh, yes, that's almost 45 years ago. Hmm. But then Marge and I had 1 child between us, which made 8, and only by the grace of God, we were able to raise all 8 of these children and send them on their way with, hopefully, good, sound Christian values.
Well, I know yesterday we were talking about your son that is currently in Bible college or seminary.
Yes, we have one son that is currently enrolled at Liberty University. He feels that the Lord has called him to be a pastor someplace. This is where his heart is at. This is where he feels like he's being called. We have another son that fills in the pulpit at his own church numerous times throughout the year. And we feel so very blessed at this, this has to come back to mom and dad. It seems like the older I get, the more I realize mom and dad's job is critical, so critical.
And I remember you saying in times past when we've talked about some of your life story, you're relatively a new Christian. You weren't a Christian early on. It's only been 20 years, 15 years now?
Specifically, October 16th, 1989.
Okay, 89, 99, 2009. So about 23 years, give or take a couple.
Right.
I remember when we first met up 18 or so years ago during the Urbana Missions Conventions.
1993,
where you were saying how you longed to have had James Dobson Focus on the Family and some of those programs that you could have fed on or learned from as you were raising your kids. But you've been intentional for many years, pointing them to Christ, praying for them, praying with them, and then just being so active in this radio ministry, in a lot of Christian organizations, Christian ministries, including the prison ministries, which has now taken up a lot of your time. I don't know, these past 10 or so years? How long have you
been? Since 1995.
95, 2005. Okay, so that's about 17 years, too.
Yes, it is. My, doesn't time fly when we're having fun?
Well, you're recently back with the Singing Men of GNN, thank you, God. And you bring along
amen.
You and
amen.
Dennis come out together.
Yes, Dennis Anglin is a beautiful, beautiful singer. He and I attended the same church, and I told him, I said, I'd like to go back to singing this, but I want you to come with me. Would you? And he thought about it for a day or two, and he agreed to it. So.
Well, I tried to recruit him for about 5 or 7 years. He was on a trip to Israel with me years ago, and I told him about the Singing Men of GNN, and he was very busy pastoring and busy with his church and just couldn't carve out the time. And then he was kind of in quasi-retirement but still filling in pastoral roles in other churches. I forget how that all worked. And then when you both showed up, I was like, this is awesome. Well, a few weeks ago, you shared a vision you had, or I don't know if it was a vision. You saw a unique way that the Singing Men of GNN could serve in a situation. Share a little of your heart on that and how you envision God using the Singing Men of GNN to bless people that deserve to be blessed.
Well, as you stated, Mark, I am involved in prison ministry and have been for quite some time. Prison ministry done a lot of eye-opening for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so much of our society, we have an attitude, we bring people into court, we try them, we convict them of something that they've done terribly wrong, and then we send them into prisons. We send them into incarceration, and we forget about them.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, their life doesn't end right there. Their life continues. And you know, Mark, they're human beings just like you and me. They have feelings just like you and me. Yes, they've made some horrendous mistakes, without a doubt. And there are consequences to every poor choice we ever make. Does that mean we put these people in a box and just leave them? I don't think so. I don't think so. We need to be ministering to him. Scripture tells us that we need to be visiting these people. Jesus told us that. Come to me while I'm in prison. That's good enough with me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I and so many other people go in and we visit with these men and women. We minister to them. So many of them that we minister to are so tired, sick and tired of the life that they've had to this point. They want something better. And that's where we enter in, because we have something so much better to show them, to tell them. And I got to thinking about something, you know, that's exactly That's exactly what the singing men at GNN does. We're all ministers, only we do it through song. And should there be an exception just because they're incarcerated? I don't think so. And so I made this presentation to the group here not too long ago that I would like very much if our group could take an evening and put on a presentation for them that they may be ministered to by the songs that we sing to them. And the men of the choir really like the idea. So we're in the process right now of going into several different prisons here in Illinois.
And I ask you to share this story with our radio listening family so that they can be praying it up. We're working now through the procedures to make sure our names are all on the invite list and all the information that the state would need. And I think the first concert will be in the fall, and it's going to be in what prison, about 2 hours south of here?
The first one will be at the Taylorville Correctional Center. The second one, hopefully, will be in Danville.
Our singing men won't know this till tonight at rehearsal. You and I talked about this on Sunday, but
it's true.
You seem like there's an inroad possibly with the Danville prison system to allow us to maybe put on a special Christmas concert, because we're planning on singing in Danville in December, a Christmas concert at the mall. It's all tentative, but we're working that out. And then we thought, as long as we're there in Danville, maybe we could then, after that concert, go into the prisons and sing to these men. So we would ask for your prayers. And isn't it neat how God has raised Herb up in unique ways over all these years and then has him involved in prison ministry, has him return to the singing men of GNN a month or two back. He's singing along with all the guys. And then God just impresses on his hearts, you know, take this gift of music into the prisons. And so my request would be, to you, the listener, be praying up how God can continue to use the singing men of GNN, and for us to be made aware or think through, hey, these people, yes, they've made some mistakes. They obviously have made mistakes for the most part if they're in prison, but they're still human. They're made in God's image, and let's think of creative ways to care for them, to visit them. And you, Herb, one of the things you've learned is some of these guys, and I know primarily you work with men, but they may have not gotten a letter or a visit for years. I mean, so they're sitting in these cells, you know, with no hope. And here we have the transformational message that can change or make their lives whole again, if you will.
Well, this is so very true, Mark. Many of these men and women, once they're convicted and sentenced, many times their families and friends will disown them for whatever reason. And so they're locked up, and they will go for years without a letter, without a phone call, without a visit. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, it's like everybody has forgotten me.
Yeah.
And if we can come in and be their friend and listen to their story, listen to them and minister to them and tell them of somebody that loves them mm-hmm. more than they can possibly imagine. Mm-hmm. This is the good news.
Right.
This is great news. This is news that many of them have never heard before, that somebody loves them enough to die for them.
You know, Herb, an idea came to mind, and I'm sure people do this, and maybe you've seen this done, but there's a number of our senior saints that maybe are shut-ins or can't get out or, you know, just for whatever reasons, they couldn't even ever entertain the idea of visiting a prison. But the pen pal situation, where they can write an encouraging note or befriend somebody in prison and write them maybe on a weekly or monthly basis, just something to say, there's somebody praying for them. What an impact that would make on my life if I was incarcerated and I felt nobody cared for me, that somebody's writing me and enclosing a picture or just beginning that pen pal relationship. So maybe we can have you back another time or find out unique or creative ways to write to some of these inmates or begin that pen pal relationship that I think some of our senior saints could kind of take on. It wouldn't take much time. You write a note, you write a little about yourself, maybe you share how God has been at work in your life, how he cares, and begin seeing how God could use that in somebody's life. I know it would be transformational.
Yes, that's so very true. Let me tell you just a brief little snippet of something that I observed. I go also into maximum security prisons all over the state. I was in Pontiac here not too long ago. We had a group of men, probably about 50 to 60 men. And at the particular table that I was at was 8 men that will never see freedom again. Now, I want you to think about that for just a moment. I will never see the outside world as a free man again. I told them about the church that was praying for them and had been praying for them all through this weekend. And I looked over and I see two of these guys, case-hardened men with tears running down their faces. Somebody loved them enough to pray for them. They'd never had that before. They'd never experienced that before, and it just felt so good to them. It brought tears to their eyes.
Well, listener, you have an opportunity in a unique way just through writing a letter. Might you consider that, entertain that idea? We don't have any specifics on how it can all be done, but if you're willing, we'll take some names down and maybe investigate and find out some unique ways to get you involved or matched up with someone. Maybe you're a woman, and I know in Rockville, Indiana, there's a women's prison, so maybe there are some unique ways we could match you up with someone. I would love to say, Herb, we have 5 different people willing to do this, and he could talk with one of the area chaplains that are in some of these prisons and work something out. So just call the station, 217-367-7777. Share, maybe there's an interest level there, and we'll see what we can work out and how God would lead. And we got to go, Herb. SR News won't wait. We have the singing men practice tonight, so we got to get all ready for that. Hey, men, there's still time for you to join us. 7 p.m. at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy, open to all men. Rehearsals are from 7 to 9 p.m., and you don't need to have prior singing experience. And if something that Herb said stirred in your heart that you want to reach out to maybe a prisoner as a pen pal, just call the station and we'll try to get you more information and maybe matched up with an inmate. Call us at 217-367-7777 for our Indiana listeners, 1-888-333-9466. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night. And remember, O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, be thou our guide while life shall last and our eternal home.